couple of weeks ago, a bipartisan group of politicians and law enforcement, they got together, they made a video, and they said that it is time to change some of the police reforms that were made in Olympia a year and a half ago. What is clear is that Washington has become the most criminal-friendly state in the country. Our murder rate is showing that, our property crime rate, car thefts, carjackings, any crime category, we have become the most criminal-friendly state in the country. A couple of weeks ago, a video was made, as I said, and yesterday, a group of Snohomish County mayors announced that they were getting together to put together a business leader and mayor council for public safety. One of those mayors is Cassie Franklin of Everett. Madam Mayor, thanks for coming on with me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
All right. How bad is it? I saw some of the numbers when all of you mayors spoke yesterday, but how bad have things gotten in Everett?
You know, all of us are seeing a really disturbing rise in crime, and what is causing me great concern is, you know, especially the rise in violent crime. We're seeing more gun violence, more illegal possession of guns, more shots fired, more open drug use, and that all together is making for a very unsafe environment in our community.
And so what are you proposing when the group of mayors got together yesterday? What was the proposal?
Well, we are formed a coalition of mayors and business leaders across Snohomish County. We've got 15 of our mayors in the county that have joined in and hope to have more. And we'll be inviting business leaders now so that we can make our voice heard. We can educate and advocate for solutions and work collaboratively with Olympia and other branches of government to address some of the gaps and concerns we're seeing. I think as mayors, we're doing what we can, and now we need these other systems to work as well.
Everybody in the public sees this. Everyone in our region, the majority of people in our region say that crime is the number one issue. When your video was released with all of the law enforcement personnel and other mayors a couple of weeks ago, the main author of the Democrat legislation in Olympia, Jesse Johnson, he said that the video that all of you made, I'm quoting now, is a shameful waste of tax dollars, creating a fear-mongering campaign. What do you say to that criticism from a Democrat state legislator that you're wasting tax dollars and fear-mongering by just highlighting what's happened to crime since his bill passed?
Well, I'm going to respectfully disagree with him. I think if he sat in my office, he would see the number of calls that I'm getting from my community. Our residents reach out to their local mayors when they're concerned about safety, and we get dozens of calls a day with residents very frustrated with the state of these challenges on our streets. And I think this isn't a partisan issue. This isn't a red or a blue issue. This is very much impacting every community, whether it's a large community or small community. And I think we all need to work together to fix this.
Okay. And I know you're respectfully disagreeing with Jesse Johnson, but then he sent out another tweet about this, and he was talking about people like you. He said that you and other Democrats who appear in this ad are Republicans in Democratic suits. What do you think of that characterization?
Well, I would say that's very false. I'm not sure when public safety became a Republican issue. I think that everybody should be concerned about the safety in their community. And as a strong Democrat mayor leading the largest city north of Seattle on the I-5 corridor, this is the number one issue that is impacting the quality of life for our residents. And our residents don't care if I'm a Democrat or Republican. They want me to address public safety. And I think they expect the same of all their leaders.
But is this a bipartisan issue? Because in Olympia, at least, this was a strict party line issue. And it was Democrats who passed this bill. It was Jay Inslee who signed these bills that, I mean, you and I agree. It sounds like that you agree with me that this has become a very criminal-friendly state, but this is a party issue when it was strictly on party lines, isn't it?
Well, I think that Olympia does end up working very along partisan lines, but as mayors, we don't. You know, we work very collaboratively. I'm co-chairing this initiative together with Mayor Nearing. He's a Republican. I'm a Democrat, and we work very well together. I think as mayors, we don't get to enjoy the luxury of saying, oh, we're just going to work with people that are like-minded. We actually work with everybody in our community. We have to work with everybody in our community in order to serve our residents and tackle these issues. And I think as mayors, we can demonstrate bipartisanship successfully and hopefully transfer some of that bipartisanship over to Olympia.
So is that a challenge for you, though? Because you're seeing the problems, you're trying to address these problems, you are working to try to undo some of the mess that the legislature has created. Is that a challenge for you? Let's forget about politically. Personally, when you identify as a Democrat and it is your party that has created these problems in Olympia?
You know, I think it's, I don't think there's any one person, one party, one system to blame. There's a lot of challenges in our criminal justice system. Some of them have been created by some of these reforms that I think that were made with good intentions, but that had really negative impacts. Some of it is due to a lack of transparency in the judicial branch and in the way bails are set and sentencing and maybe a backlog in the prosecutor's office that I know they're working to address. So I don't think there's one system or one party to blame, but I do believe that it's absolutely essential that we all work together, and that's what we as mayors are trying to demonstrate.
Okay, you're probably sick of me asking about Jesse Johnson, but one other thing that he one other thing that he said about this. He said that, you know, I mentioned the Republicans in Democratic suits. He said that people and the police are angry because they can't go around killing people anymore. What do you think of that characterization from a state lawmaker, that the reason people are rising up against what they have done in Olympia is that I guess you and the police officers in that video just want to go around killing people?
You know, I think that's a very disrespectful statement about our men and women in blue who are risking their lives every day to serve and protect our community. I am very proud of the work of our police department, and they are doing everything they can to support victims, to hold criminals accountable, and keep our community safe. And I would hope that our elected leadership doesn't disrespect them in such a way.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, this was as disrespectful as anything I've ever seen from a state lawmaker. And that's what I guess is amazing, because, you know, you and I politically are probably different, but you and I are absolutely aligned in what is happening with crime and what must be done. Are you lobbying? Are you going to be lobbying the upcoming legislative session for the Democrats to fix the havoc that they have created?
Absolutely. As a city, we work with our lobbyists every year to lobby the electeds in Olympia for a number of issues. And this year we'll be doing that as a city, but we'll also be doing it as part of this coalition and hopefully get a real solid fix to the Blake decision and some of these other challenges that we're experiencing.
Yeah, the Blake decision, the one that has legalized all drugs in the state. How do we get here? I mean, really, this... I grew up in Seattle. I was born and raised here. And if somebody had told me even 5 or 10 years ago what things would be like right now with crime, I simply would not have believed it. You've watched this slow evolution. How do you think we got here?
I don't know. It's a perfect storm of events, but I think there's been some major gaps in our systems. Obviously, there's a lack of investment in mental health and services that are needed, but I think also some lack of attention on this growing challenge of criminal behavior in our community, and we need to be able to give our officers the authority to use the tools and training that they have to make good decisions in the field. We need to be able to get firearms out of the hands of felons, and when people are arrested, they shouldn't be arrested multiple times for the same issue. They should be arrested and held accountable and hopefully get back on a path to becoming law-abiding citizens again. So I look forward to working with my fellow mayors, business leaders, and others that share that passion, and I believe we have the support of our residents and community behind us.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, and I hope that all of us together can turn things around, because this is just, it's mind-blowing what is happening on the streets right now and how everything has tilted in favor of the criminals around here. It's got to change.
Yep. It does have to change. Thank you. Thank you for your time today.
Yeah, it's good talk with you. Mayor Cassie Franklin of Everett, 15 Snohomish County mayors came together and announced they are leading this mayors and business leaders for public safety. And we as voters, it is on us primarily because we have also watched this happen with the people that have been put into office in Olympia. All right, love to hear your thoughts. You can text me at 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show.